It's day 123 of hashtag 365, and I had a question in from Jake, a mate of mine. Hi, Jake. How you doing, sir? Hope you're well. Jake asked, is it possible to have a cheat day? And you know what? It's made me realise we've not actually really talked about cheat days. You often hear that phrase come up, don't you, in like weight loss things and diet plans and stuff like that. Is it okay to have a cheat day? Well, it's a difficult question to answer without being boring. But I suppose really the answer is no, you can't. Have I had cheat days? Yes, of course I have. But I wouldn't class them necessarily as cheat days. It's not ever okay when you're doing calorie restriction over a sustained period of time to have a day where you don't stick to your calories. Like, that's always going to be not okay. Because you're, you know, the science doesn't work out. If you overeat on a day, then over the course of the week, you won't lose the weight that you're supposed to lose because you'll have overeaten. So in that respect, no. But is it okay in terms of like being realistic about how we operate in the world and doing something in a sustained manner for over a course of a year without, you know, absolutely drilling yourself into the ground and using up all your willpower and not being able to carry on with it? Yeah, in that respect, it's definitely okay. And I think that's the thing that I love about 365 and what I've loved about the journey so far is that there's been plenty of times where I haven't stuck to my calories. There's been plenty of times where I've completely decimated my calories. Like if I've maybe gone out, drunk 1,500 worth of calories just in alcohol and then had a kebab on the way home and some fried chicken and in the morning had a full English breakfast and it's been a complete unmitigated disaster. That's happened loads of times, but it's never going to be okay. So I'm never going to be allowed to do that. Do you know what I mean? So, and if you think about the maths of it, if say you're doing 1,500 calories a day, right? An adult male is supposed to eat 2,500 calories a day. So if you undereat by 1,000 calories a day, i.e. 1,500 calories rather than 2,500 calories, over the course of a week, that's a calorie deficit of 7,000, which is roughly equivalent, different for different people, different sizes, shapes, level of activity, etc. It's roughly equivalent to 2 pounds of weight loss. So if you do 1,500 calories on Monday, 1,500 calories on Tuesday, 1,500 calories on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all the way through that time you've done 1,500 calories, you're at a calorie deficit by that point of 5,500, right? Because you're only missing out on the Sunday. If then on Sunday you eat 3,000 calories because you've had a cheat day, so you've gone over, you've done your calories and 1,500 more, then you've messed your deficit up. And you've not messed it up to the point where it's a complete disaster, but you won't lose 2 pounds. Do you see what I mean? So it's kind of like you are allowed a cheat day in the sense that it's not going to ruin everything. But obviously, because it's as simple as calorie deficit, if you have a cheat day and you overeat your calories, then your weight loss that week won't be as impressive as it would have been had you not had a cheat day. So I suppose the title, the name of it is quite interesting as well. Cheat day. What is it that you're trying to cheat at? That's the question I'd ask. What is it that you're trying to cheat at? Are you trying to cheat at yourself losing weight? So you're cheating yourself. Well, who wins in that scenario? Who's the winner? Who are you cheating against? You're the only person that's playing the game is you. So if you're cheating against yourself, ipso facto, you're cheating yourself. So, yeah. In short, can you have a cheat day? Yes, but you're only cheating yourself. Next question.